Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape Score. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Mike, who plays Salomon.
Hey,
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Good evening, everybody.
I got everyone's name right and didn't even struggle that time, except for Salamander, which is why there's a little bit of a lag there. All right. So, a recap. Question of the day comes from Art today. Art, hit me. What you got?
So, do you believe that the election for the government is real, or is it being controlled by some other shadowy organization? Yes, it is my tinfoil hat question.
Now, as Mirage... Oh!
And if you do believe that it's being controlled by a secret organization, what organization
is it? Are elections real, or is everything being controlled by some shadowy cabal?
That's such a you word. Well, we know that Marauders would say, oh, of course it's real. Why would they hold elections if it wasn't real? That's silly. Very silly.
Okay.
Natalie, the player, knows that it probably isn't.
There's some kind of shadowy cabal.
Shadowy cabal. But I feel like by the end of the podcast, Athena will be like, yeah, there's some nonsense going
on. She's pretty sure, yeah.
She's pretty sure, but... No, absolutely not. No, I trust the government.
Alright, who's next? Sal?
To comment on Athena's...
Oh.
You know, it's the illusion of choice. Yep.
It is. No, it
that's
is
why
choice.
They have, that's why they have the election. They still hold the elections. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cabal, but, it's the illusionary choice. And who's controlling it?
Yeah. Given that I've been living with
this one,
Chris for the last, you know, 6-7 months, it's yep. Starting to get into the head, you know. And,
And who is it? Would you like me to list off some bad actors who might be options? I do have a list.
Bad actors?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad actor.
True. That is true. I mean, you did in the last campaign. You did meet the president, and she was kind of a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't totally shit.
Yeah.
Or he's not sure, but he's not sure.
He's not sure who, but you know, no idea who's behind it, but why, you know. Give people the illusion of choice and then put, you know, what you want in play. It makes sense.
Oh, God.
Perfect example would have been the witch.
The witch? Oh. Yeah.
The blood witch.
Yeah. Yep. Controlling Mrs. Ho.
Uh-huh.
Fuck her. I want to see that video again. The one that Joker sent you.
Oh, God. That was bad. I remember that.
Okay. So, you know, everybody's expecting me to say the Nazis, but that's not the case. I'm more leaning towards Mr. P.
For that family.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a non-zero chance.
Yes.
All right. Recap from last time. It was, you guys fought the big-ass group of Naga / Yuan Ti snake people, as well as...
That was two.
I just listened to it.
No, that was two, was the pit bosses, the priests, slaves... And then we got the door open again. And
they were also snake people.
Snakes.
Yeah, they were snake people, and they were around the big old orb, the water orb.
Yep.
Or the crystalline orb you were terrified of shattering, which would have been catastrophic. And then you fought the battle succubus, who was killing Yusuf.
Yes, and I got a really cool steel whip.
I have new stats for that whip, by the way.
Cool.
So it is going to deal 2d6. It's all necrotic. And it can deliver a touch, cantrip, or at-will power once per round.
Hold up.
Specifically,
and foot reach?
Yeah. And at will power. So something like if you have a, like when you're building a damaging ability, you build a power that says at will, there's no limitations on usages, you could put that in it. But that's only once around. If you'd like, I can send you this the stats on that.
Please.
In the Discord, which I just closed.
Fuck. You can do it later.
You know what? How about
I don't think I'll have it now. I don't feel like I'll be using it in this session, but, you know.
Well, I'm saying it might be better on Chris.
You said it requires at least an 18 strength or...
what I'm saying is I kind of... That was when it did 3d10 in one hit. I'm shifting what it is because her main damage output was going to be hitting people with that and then, you know, and then ripping a spell through it. And that just never happened. She ended up using other abilities. All right. So if I remember correctly, you guys had not yet healed Yusuf. He was not coherent at the end. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
I did want to, but you delayed that process.
Yes.
You said no.
So we're going to run right into it. So Yusuf is lying, bleeding out on the ground. Like I'm talking at least one failed death save. So I'm going to roll, see how bad it is. He doesn't bleed anymore. So you have the team. I believe, if I remember correctly, Mirage is back in the middle of the room. She'd not yet made it. She did not make it to the succubi.
Correct.
But the other two of you had.
Handling the others.
Correct.
But is he with me then?
Who?
Yusuf?
No. Yusuf no. was in the
it
room
with the succubi. The other room.
It was in the other room.
So, Art, you are the healer man. Are you going to do a heal on the man?
Yes, I am.
What level heal and what level healing spell?
Now let me double check because
see what you have spent.
Yeah.
If he was in the room with me, I'm going to take off the amulet of reach and put it on him.
And it doesn't heal. It isn't continual healing. It's one. It's a one off.
Once for a long rest, but it's 8d4.
Because you guys upgraded him.
How much is a superior potion of healing?
Superior 8d4.
Plus cool. 8D4 while plus he's 8. Sitting there digging through his spells, I take my dragon vessel, pop the cap, and give him a superior healing potion.
I like to imagine that you just pop off the cork and you just dump it on him.
The only reason I ask is what level spell is it?
It's probably going to be a second.
Okay, your spell fizzles. The potion works.
Yep.
He has there's some sort of anti-magic on him that was to prevent his wounds from healing. You burn a second level spell into him and it just does. Actually, you'll take 3 points of necrotic as it burns the spell as it kind of like, 3 points of necrotic. You're like, ow, shit, that one burned because he's vulnerable. He wakes up gasping for air as you watch the deep lacerations in his chest slowly healing from the potion. How much was the potion?
Superior, so
8d4.
Plus 8.
Did you roll?
Yeah, I just rolled it. So 26.
Yeah, Yusuf's... He obviously has a lot more hit points than that, but he's out of the oh my god, take me to the hospital mode moment. And he sits up and he's just... His whole body is shivering.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like... He's like, holy, that I'm as cold as last time I went to Keaton. Oh, he's like rubbing his arms together, like trying to get warm. He's like, what happened?
Well,
so
he's like, I remember the succubus. I remember that. I remember getting whipped. Then I remember blacking out.
Yeah, she was sucking you dry. Along with the snake people.
Here's the thing. She was you can tell, you someone rolled like nuts on the check, right? They rolled a really high religion. I want to say it was you on the nat 20.
Yeah.
If I remember right. Because it was like, we were like, holy shit, Art's actually doing well today. Yeah, you know that kind of battle succubi, they actually subsist on, like, the emotions of battle, emotions of pain. So him being in pain was what was essentially siphoning him. Yeah, it isn't lust, it was pain. And other things that happen in battle, fear, other shit. So her torturing him was exactly what she wanted for a snack. So you guys are, Yusuf's there, and he's just shivering almost uncontrollably.
Aww. So do we take him out into the desert sun to kill them off?
What did you guys do with the, you guys did not kill the rest of the slaves.
Oh!
We had them sit outside.
Okay.
Murphy died in a battle, so he's regular kitty. He does not have fire.
Correct. Him.
Fuck it, son of a bitch.
You could spend a spell slot to give him fire again.
I want to do that.
Okay.
Murphy.
Burn a first level spell slot.
Okay.
And then he's...
Murphy.
He's a fire tiger.
I need you to help Yusuf get warm. Yusuf, bag of treats. You're just going to keep giving those to him. He says,
I couldn't do that to a bestet.
You're going to be fine.
I don't think you understand what would happen to me back home if they found out I did that.
We will make sure that this won't happen. That they won't aren't going to find out that this happened.
He looks at Murphy. He says, "Are you okay with this?" And he says, "I'm being provided with treats, correct?" And he looks at you.
Yes,
Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell anybody if you don't. Honestly, you don't tell anybody. I don't want anyone to know I did this. And he lets him like kind of just ride him because he's a mount.
Yeah.
And then he just lays his chest on. He says, "Oh yeah, that's warm."
Mm-hmm.
He's like. He like checks his hair, like he's got that long hair,
aww.
And he's like looking for, what you've seen, like looking for ice,
yeah.
Like, and he looks around, and Mike's looking at me with this crazy look on his face.
I'll take the earpiece, whatever, off, and look at these two and go, was Keaton the place they we said we were from or supposedly from?
I think so,
because. It sounds like no, we may
you told Yusuf that you told Yusuf the truth.
Yeah.
He specifically, they asked if you were from Keaton, and then you didn't inquire anymore because you didn't want to seem ignorant.
Yeah, we may want to look into that. Man,
you could ask Yusuf; he's right there.
I know, but it's just the I don't remember. Is that, I know I heard it before, but yeah. In any case, put the earpiece back on.
Okay. So you guys kind of pad back out. He looks up at the giant wall crystal, and he actually gets off Murphy and then does a prayer, and you see a tiny sliver of energy. Everyone can see it. Floats from him and enters the sphere. He gets up, bows to it a few times, and then gets back on Murphy and continues.
Well, we do have to have a conversation with Yusuf about the, how many slaves were, like 100 slaves?
80 or so that were alive still?
Yes.
You ask him what to do about them?
They are stranded.
And he says, well, there's three things you can do. Well, we can do, I guess, in this case. He looks a little chagrined. We could kill them. They're a threat. Yeah. They could theoretically be a threat in the future.
Nope.
Like we could let them go out into the sands where they will likely be killed for escaping from their masters. Or we bring them back to the city and we advocate for them.
Yes, I like that one.
However, it would take us like a week to get back at the speed they move.
That's fine.
Did you guys bring enough food for a week? This is Mirage says, don't worry about that. I have
good berry. Yeah, I was going to say, I have good berry. We're good.
She has enough good berries to feed all of them. If she does nothing else with her spell slots.
Okay.
I did the math.
Oh, that's right, because it's 10 per,
10 per level. Including her second levels, which will still only give 10.
And technically, one every other day would probably be okay, because they're probably... not used to being
fed very well fed.
Yeah.
Well, and then you will find out that they do have some food because they were the pack mules.
Yes.
So they do have some food. They have enough food because they said it was at least 2 months away.
Plus, there's a lot of that snake meat.
They'll tell you that those were sentient beings. They chose to become like that. They won't partake. But so yeah, you guys are going to spend the next week trudging through the sands. You guys could be on your boat just going super slow.
Was there anything else we needed to do to help seal up the temple?
That was Yusuf's prayer. He essentially offered what you will, if you press, we'll find out, he offered 10% of his lifespan to re-energize the temple for the next 6 months. And it'll fix the barriers that should have been in place. He knows that he can get a vitality draft that will fix it. As if he gets it within 2 weeks. But it's one of those, like, as a worshiper of that pantheon, they all know the right prayer. And you're told if you ever given the opportunity to protect the temple, you do it, and the temple will take care of you. Essentially, he it's a temporary, I lost 10 to 20 years off my life for the opportunity to be given a blessing and get that back. So he was like, it was worth the risk.
Okay.
He said, I'm not a young man, but I'm not an old man either. He's probably in his late 40s, you know? He's got, like, you know, three kids, you know? So, no, I'm sorry. He was in his late 30s. Because he's not a young man, but he's not an old man either. You guys trudge through the desert for a week. As you go, you spot... roll me of just a perception each. We'll see what you find. I'll give you something interesting for each of you. You take
Give me my dice back.
You can't see
give
it.
Give me my dice back. It was a natural 20, folks. Give me that back. Give me that one back. Mm-mm. Please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Just you're gonna armpit it up, hopefully. All right.
Middle of the road, fine.
I'll take it.
Remember, it didn't help last time. She did change her D20.
I know. I gotta try though.
I like that you try.
I rolled a 17.
It isn't like a 32.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a total of 17 or okay? So, Sal,
I'm sitting there up on aerial patrol with Harriet and my drone.
What did you get, Chris?
I rolled a 9
plus 4. Okay, so 13. We'll do Chris first. Chris/Chimera, what you're going to notice is, because you're more interested in social dynamics than anything and how people work.
I'm people watching.
You're watching the slaves, and you'll notice that the one who seemed like he was kind of in charge is, in reality, you think they were lying to you.
Yeah.
He was not in charge. He was protecting the matriarch, who's a little older, but that's the one who everyone's going to for answers. That's the person, but whenever you go to talk to them, they fade into nothingness. Like, they fade into the crowd, and they won't bring her to you. It isn't until like the fifth day that you finally can get a conversation with her, and she'll admit that yes, I am the brood mother of all of these slaves, all of these people, these are all my children, grandchildren, you know, they are all them from me. I was once a priestess until I took the wrong mate, and then I was cast out. So, which is why she says that, which is why my brood is so strong, because they have the blood of a priest in them versus just any other, you know, I'm going to say they call themselves Nagas because I like that better than Yuan-Ti. So she is the Naga brood mother. And I'm not. You can't pronounce her name, so what do you call her? It's a bunch of S's and hissing. So you come up with a name, and that'll be her name.
Can I say the first name that popped in my brain?
Yes,
was Stephanie. Because S's. Hissany. Hissany.
I was just gonna say Madam Hiss, but
no.
Too many comics in your background.
Yes,
I was thinking like Sir Cat, but that might be considered sacrilegious because that might actually be you'll find out that is their god's name.
Right.
Then the vizier of poisons. Mm-hmm. She's part scorpion, part fart snake. you know.
You good?
What up?
Wrong pipe, yes.
Not good. Got it.
What's her name? Art. Oh, I got it.
What?
Sybil.
Sybil?
Sybil Ince? Sybil?
Sybil.
I just thought of it. I'm like, that's the perfect name for this lady. S-Y-B-I-L. All right. But yeah, she once you talk to her and she realizes that you're not out to just abuse them and screw them over, she's more open to you. Mm-hmm. She asks questions about where you're from, you know, who your gods are. I mean, and basically she really wants, she just seems like any place is better than here. So she wants to know.
Yeah.
Next in the order was 17 from Sal. Sal, you are on aerial patrol. You are going to spot an obelisk about maybe 10 miles away that is at least 150 feet tall. It's black stone, straight up, and you see there's a building at the bottom.
Alright. We'll make sure we ask Yusuf about it if there's anything important. Actually, let's check the map first.
Yeah.
So you activate the map ping,
mm-hmm.
and it is the Obsidian Spire, and it's, depending on your need, it will have something different in it for you. If you've spotted it, he says you should probably go.
Are you good on your own? Because I'm assuming it's a little bit off the beaten track for us.
It's like it's ten miles away, but they're moving so fucking slow. You could do it. You could be there and back.
Yeah,
in plenty of time. And Yusuf could. Well, no, he said just have him fly you. I'll keep the boat just in case.
Okay,
and I can come get you. And he's like, this is on like day three. You found it, so it's literally in the middle of fucking nowhere. And because you guys are, you know, because the river was you know, it's actually a big curve. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of cutting as the crow flies, which is way away from anything. You're probably 200 and 300 miles from the main city.
Okay. So we'll go check it out.
Okay. We will do that after we deal with Mirage. That's why I wanted to... I probably should have flipped it, but I did it already because she wouldn't have been able to see it.
We did it in ascending order.
Yeah. So, Mirage, what you're going to notice is there's bits of, like, crystalline sand. Like, sand is always, silica's got a weird texture to it, right? But, you know, but this is, like, clear, not brown, sand colored. You know what I mean?
This makes sense for her.
No, they're the same size, but it looks like a salt crystal instead of a like a sand crystal. Do you know what I mean?
It makes sense for me to notice the difference in the sand.
What you're gonna notice is that the Naga are all going around certain patches of sand. Like even if you guys are just trailing over it, they're all going around it. And one of them will walk over and scoop it, and then you'll see them just like slowly like picking out grain by grain.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to Sybil.
Wouldn't have known who Sybil was until day five. This is on like day two, or no, let's say day four.
After we talk to Sybil,
okay, you'll go talk to her.
I'll be like, hey, I've been noticing. While we're walking, you guys are like kind of, and then I kind of do like a gesture of how they're walking around in the sand and like doing that. And I've seen some people, well, they'll like sift through it. I'm just wondering what you guys are doing.
She knows.
I noticed that the sand is different.
She says it's the ancient way of generating enough crystal to produce magic.
Oh. That's interesting.
The original crystalline items, the one that they call relics, were forged from the crystals of the sands, not the tunnels.
Hmm. Could you show us how to do this?
It's not hard. You sift it, and then you go through it piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have someone who can control sand. That's your choice. That's what you have. Oh. And you'll find that the sand here, the crystal here, is far more powerful than what you get, what they get from the tunnels. And Yusuf will, like, he'll, if you bring it up, he'll say, "Oh yeah, I made this by hand." He holds up his blue rifle. He says, "This is made with desert sand. This is made with desert crystal. This is, which is why it's so powerful. All my family are one of the very few who still produce it properly. Most people just, you know, buy, you know, will procure their crystal from the mines."
Hmm. Sounds like you need somebody who doesn't mind fiddling with tiny bits.
Oh, I have a better idea.
No?
I could pull up a sibling out of
combat. Oh, damn it. Yeah, you win.
Andrew, right?
Uh-huh.
Control of Earth?
Uh-huh.
You win. I was literally thinking, like, she would be like, "Who do we know that could be able to control sand?"
Sandblast. From school. He would have a field day. He'd go thunk, and there'd just be a pile of crystal. You know, it would literally be a flex of his muscles, and it would happen. Yeah. That's all he does.
Who do we know that controls?
Yes.
And sand.
So sand technically would be part of Earth.
It's because he could do it, but it would be a difficult power check.
Yeah.
To do essentially, if you roll a power check to see how much he can do, like, per hour, uh-huh, I will give it to you based on how well he rolls.
Okay.
Essentially, because he's more throw a boulder, not throw a stream of sand.
Yeah, because he does have one of the spark utility power is Earth Mover, so mold Earth.
Uh huh. So he's perfect for it. Yeah. He can definitely do it.
It's not his specialty.
No, he is Boulder Man, not Sand Man.
Yes,
but he's willing to try if you call him up.
I mean, it took a week, but Toph was able to learn sand bending.
Correct. You gotta, and this was on day, but because of you waited so long, it's only day five. It's day five of seven.
Yeah. So yeah.
So between Andrew and, you know, my little detail work, we can collect some.
Yusuf will say the best hunters all make their own, find their own crystal in the sand. It's one of the things they do as boys. It's like, you are taught to do this, but only the hunters do it. Everyone else just uses the mine stuff, because it's, when you can buy a lump of crystal that's the size of a golf, that's the size of, like, a loaf of bread for a drop, or, like, let's say, like, six drops. Or you can go spend 100 hours or 10 hours digging in sand to get a fistful. Right. The math doesn't work unless you're really reliant on the tool that you're generating. In which case, you really want the best of the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, and only the best hunters. If you find someone who's just trying something on strumpet, they have something that's store bought. Okay, so, yeah, roll me a power check for Andrew. Let's see how he does. Because he has Earth Mover, you're going to roll at advantage. Because I'm going to give you the benefit of the cantrip.
All right.
You going to throw him a Bardic Inspiration die, too, just to kind of kick it in? And a Guidance, too. Do you still have Guidance?
I do. Cantrip.
Just kick it in.
There you go, a Guidance.
So you need a D4.
It's a D4.
Is it a D10 for yours, or is it still a D8?
I think it's a D10.
I think I have it pulled up right here.
When does mine turn into a D6?
It doesn't. Does it scale at all? I don't think Guidance scales.
I would love it if
it's
it
a cantrip.
I don't think so.
Go. Let's go.
Come on. I'll look it up. Collection. No, I need game rules, classes, bard. Dick inspiration die. You are 10. It just went to a D10.
Yeah.
Just this level.
I thought, because I fixed it last time with you.
You should write that down somewhere.
Yes.
Like at the bottom of your sheet, or like on the top of your notes.
Yes.
I know, I sound like a child. I sound like...
Yes, I got it. Got it's it. Okay. I was actually looking
Does
up.
It?
I'm checking.
Oh. I saw you on the page.
It does not scale.
Damn it!
So, Earth is... Strength con?
It's, yeah, strength con. I need to try, no, I need to transfer it over. I haven't done that.
God damn it.
He's okay. His strength is plus six.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah, yes.
He's a beefy boy! The only reason Sal cannot listen is because he's considered large for being a hippo.
You're not wrong.
Incorrect, because exponential growth past 20. He is stronger.
I think I'll take that.
Is that a net 20?
Yes. I rolled a 15 and a 20.
So what'd you get on the D10 and the 1?
9.
Okay.
8 and 1.
So you're proficient. So that's 4 for you guys now? Or 3 still?
I believe it's 4.
So 4 and 6 is 10.
10.
30.
39. 39.
Man, if you have one more point. nah. It's a net 20. Andrew's going to go into this weird flow state you've never seen him in before. You don't really hang. You don't. You do hang out with him because you can now have them out like when you're in the dorm room, but you've never seen him this focused. And he's just like almost.
Once he figures out exactly how it does serve, like he holds some in one hand and just kind of flows it from.
Now, you can correct me if you don't like it, but what I imagine is he goes into this weird, like, almost a haka, like, kind of like copying what he's seen Sal do, because it's the flowing of motion, and he's just, like, stomping, and then, like, a cloud of crystalline will come out, stomp again in the cloud. It's just, like, and then as he does it, he's, like, actually molding it into a sphere as you watch, and then he comes out and he's got like a baseball sized thing, and he's like, I don't remember doing this. And he hands it to you. He's like,
I'll definitely take it.
But Andrew looks at you and says, I don't know how I did that, but I'm just, this feels so right. He says, I know everything about this sand. This is primal. Like, it's a feeling of...
Wrong campaign.
Shut up. This is... he just... He's like, this feels better than anything I've ever done with my powers. Like, I was meant for this. Or... I wonder if this exists in our world somewhere, because I feel a tie to it.
Well,
I could probably find it again.
Okay. Well, that's even better.
We'll take you to the Sahara.
Maybe.
Well, here's the deal. You know what the Sahara used to be?
Yeah.
The ocean.
An ocean.
Yeah.
Part of the ocean. So there's all kinds of crazy shit underneath the sand there. You know, like, this, when you ask Yusuf, he'll say, oh, yeah, this was once a floodplain.
Yep.
This whole area was a huge lake. You know, we were a seafaring people. We have boats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. So, yeah, we will. So we will be able to generate our own crystals, hopefully. Are you making notes?
Messing with my temporary hit points because it keeps erasing it.
Oh.
No, it needs to be higher.
But that went... Andrew is... he's pretty sure that if he works long enough at it... He could, like, anchor one of these to himself, one of these crystals, and use it with his weapons. He doesn't know what it would do, but he's basically, as you guys trail, as you're driving your boat, he's just trailing his arms, and you're watching rivers of crystal run up his arms and down his back and into the boat. Yusuf looks at him like he is made of money. This is not an exaggeration. He says, "So does your family come from money?"
"Not really. Why?"
"You would do much better here than wherever you're from, because with the abilities any of you have presented, you would be kings. You would live like kings."
Middle to low end power range for our world.
He blanches. No, he's not.
Middle to low.
Well, no. At level 10, you're more like middle. You're pretty much handling the middle of the road.
Oh, now, God, you're not touching
the peaks of the dragons, but yeah. Like you're never going to touch that unless something dramatic happens to you. But you could get to like where you see like Hellrider, you know, or a Hellion. Hellion's a 20th level character. That's always has been. So, but Yusuf is just aghast. He says, "If you are the low end of the power scale, I'm terrified of where you live."
Sometimes we're terrified.
Yeah,
but there's plenty of water.
He says, "We do lack in the water." And he kind of looks wistfully back towards where you guys came from. And he says, "If we could find what is preventing the great crystal from activating, it would change everything."
That's probably what we're going to do before we leave the area.
He looks at like you grew a second head and goes, "What? How?" He raises his hands in frustration. "How?
What? Fix the great crystal?"
"Yeah."
"How do you know that it doesn't take somebody who hasn't been around it forever to take things for granted?"
"We've had people from Keaton try and fix it for years, and it hasn't done anything." "But
you are now looking at somebody who has no knowledge of anything in the area."
"Sometimes it takes an outsider's perspective."
"Okay.
It's an old saying from our world.
Sometimes you can look for the thing that's right in front of you and never see it. And somebody else walks up and goes, 'Yeah, it's right there.'"
He looks at you and shakes his head. "I believe you." He looks at the rest of you and shakes his head. "I don't believe him." But he doesn't do anything about it. He just, you know, he says, "You know what? With all you've succeeded in, why not try?"
"Yeah."
And you hear mutterings of him going, "Freaking miracle people, fuck.
People are fucking crazy."
But then again, roll me. Shit. I'm going to give you a choice, Art. 48 or 2d6 plus 10.
Oh. What was the first one?
48 or 2d6 plus... No, I'll be generous. 2d6 plus 12.
The better one is the second one, right?
No.
Oh.
Well,
technically, the top end is going to be higher on the 4d8, but the average is going to be less.
Right. Correct.
So do I want to take a chance of rolling really high?
Art.
And there's no, and the only reroll for that would be an inspiration. Yeah.
Do I want to take a chance of rolling high? Art.
Yes, I'm taking that into account.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Do I even have an inspiration?
So it's 14 to 24, or 4 to 32.
Holy shit!
Art's like, "I have to make a decision now. This is a math problem, or is it a feeling problem?"
"It's a feeling problem."
"Because on average, on average, you'll hit 19."
"Yeah."
On the 2d6.
"Correct."
"But your average on the other is, it's at 4.5. So that would be 18.
"Yeah. So it's..."
"And they're almost identical." "Identical. No, they are almost identical." "Identical. Yeah. Almost like I thought about it."
"Yes.
That was why I made it 12, to make it hard."
"Yes. Yeah, because if you didn't make it 12, I'd do the 48 in a heartbeat."
Would you like to know what you're rolling for?
I'm assuming this is going to determine how big of the crystal.
It is pounds of crystal he generates over the course of
over the course of the next two to three days.
I'm gonna say that he gets, unless you guys do something extraordinary, that's what he'll generate before you leave the sands.
Okay.
Because some of it is, a lot of it is people teaching him how it works.
Right.
Like, yes, this is all crystalline sand, but some of it's better for other things. And essentially, you're looking for things that are weapons grade. And if it's like weapons grade, you're selling. He's actually going to, he's going to generate a certain, you know, based on how you roll. Because it'll generate the same amount. It's more like what's weapons grade. The stuff that you don't, the top end you don't generate is, that will be other shit.
Mm-hmm.
That he'll sell and you'll make drops out of it. That's just me explaining how that works. What's your decision, Art? Or you want to pull the table?
I was going to pull the table.
I've got an inspiration.
Good luck.
Do you have a?
I don't.
Do you have the musician background?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Do you have the entertainer background? Because if so, you have the musician feat. It's a relevant question.
Yes, I'm looking. Hang on. It's been a while since I...
Oh, I was using that set of dice that Rob gave me for Christmas last year. It didn't come with a D6. It came with 2D20s instead.
Hmm. No, my background is the Prismari.
You didn't change it?
I didn't change it.
Okay. You didn't have to. It was more of a question.
Yeah.
Is an engineer.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the 48.
Hey. I like the balls. Go for it.
Because I also have an inspiration.
You gotta roll the 10.
Hmm.
There's a 10 in there. Oh,
that was.
I thought that you rolled it in place of a D8 because you didn't have it off.
No.
An 18. You hit one less than the average. Now, inspiration only gets better.
Yeah, I know.
So would you like to burn inspiration to reroll?
I will roll again? I will go ahead and burn my inspiration. You save yours.
Because no matter what, you basically hit the average, so you didn't get hurt.
I didn't get hurt.
He's hoping for a magic like 30, you know, but the odds are not with him.
Hoping to slightly better than the average. I'm hoping somewhere in mid to low 20s.
Hit it.
Nope. First one's better.
Happy with your 18 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. So you have 18 pounds worth, and you will generate... I'll roll for this. 9 drops worth. They're like the big coin. Worth of excess crystal that they will gladly buy off of you. And you'll find out that later they're going to use it to generate, like, essentially, like, household magic items. But
the big ones? 9 drips?
Yes, 9 drips. Yeah. You'll generate, and basically, they're going to use them... Or actually, no. No, I'm sorry. Make that 9D drips. Like, you guys found 300. You get your brother to generate almost a third of that.
Yeah. The big ones.
Yes, the big ones. The ones that make 10 gallons of water?
Yes.
You got 9D extras. 90.
Oh, 9D.
Because these are weapon, because these are intent so much better than what they have. Especially if he'll help form them into the rough shape.
Okay.
And he can do that with a thought, you know? Because that's just what he does.
Okay.
And basically they say whenever he wants to go out on the sand, they will take everyone will take him out. Anybody and their brother will take him out.
He's become kind of legendary in the area.
If it wasn't for the fact that you guys were living with Yusuf, he would be kidnapped. No question. Absolutely.
Good thing he's not around.
Correct. He doesn't exist. Mm. They show up, they're like, where is he? You're like, I don't fucking know. And you kill him and then you dig their shit. So, but yeah, no, you guys have 18 pounds of weapons, great stuff. What I'm going to say is, if you're going to build an actual weapon, it costs half as many pounds as it would to like make the weapon in D&D. Like, I think like a longsword 3 pounds or 4 pounds, it would take 1.5 pounds of crystal because it's lighter.
Okay.
And you can make, so you want to write that down for yourself.
Yep.
And you can play with that. Now, it is magical, but it doesn't have any, like, function. You'd need a rune crafter or someone with to train you to do, like, you would basically, Sal would need to talk to the artificer to learn how to make it do something other than just be a magic sword or be a magic weapon, you know? So, you guys are going to head over to the Obsidian Spire. That's over the course of the next, yes, you know, while.
Mm-hmm.
You guys head over to the Obsidian Spire, and you fly in, and when you get within about 500 feet of it, you feel yourself, like, not that your flight's cutting out, but it's almost like you're hitting a, what's the word, like a resistance field, and it's pushing you down. As you try and fly forward, it's pushing you down and in. It isn't going to let you go to the top, whatever, for whatever reason. You can try and resist it.
No.
You will fail. It's, and if you try and fly over it, it looks like it's in the shape of, like, a cylinder. You go almost 10,000 feet up, and it's still there.
Hmm.
This is obviously intended that you have to come in at ground level. And it cuts off right at the door, like, the top of the door height. They really don't want people to fucking what. Now, if you try and climb it, as long as you're in contact with it, you can go up. If you wanted to. But it almost feels like if you're trying to fly, the flight turns off. You would need a climb speed. But you don't even know why you would, but... and you walk into this chamber, and I'm sorry, you arrive at a, you know, it's the black, you know, it's a black obsidian spire. It's made out, you know, made out of, it's all covered in these runes that basically, you know, are, it says something like chance or destiny is the best translation you can get. And then below it, there is a, you know, 50 foot across, you know, block. On a block, but like 10 foot tall, 50 foot across, 10 foot tall, and it goes all around the base of the crystal. And there's a door with a golden, I guess you guys would not be familiar with it, but the players are familiar with it. It's an Arcanium doorway.
I'm apparently familiar with it, according to you.
Was it?
What? Yeah, because his dad was using it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, it was part of my glaive.
So yes, you do. You know of Arcanium? It shouldn't be here. Well, it's throughout the multiverse it exists. It is. Yeah. It's like a relic of the past. The fact that there's a 10-foot doorway made of Arcanium, you can't manipulate it. But it's super neat that it's here. It's highly, you know, Ian, you know that it is reactive. It's reactive. Whatever it takes, it'll give back double.
Don't punch that.
Don't blast it, whatever. And you guys walk up, and do you walk around the building? What do you do? You arrive to a plain black sandstone building with an Arcanium doorway set into the side, and the symbols for destiny and luck along the top, along the spire, and different variations. Can I get a perception check from everybody?
Added up.
Well,
a 29 natural works.
I'm apparently distracted by the door because I rolled a 1.
Cool. I'm distracted because I'm looking at you, going, "What the hell are you staring at?" Because
I'm looking at the door.
So, you get the impression.
What we're looking at is
so. I'm going to say that basically with your powers, it's almost that. The spire itself is not an illusion, but you get the impression it's a false flag. It's not the important part. The important part is this door and whatever's at the bottom of it. And you'll notice that in the corners of the door there are the symbols of the four elements.
Okay.
And that's what you're going to notice with that roll. Sal, you're staring at the door and salivating a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could figure out how to like get a piece of it, you could do whatever you wanted with it.
you know, it's the most valuable metal on Earth. It's the, mm-hmm. this thing represents like $1 billion worth of $10 billion worth of metal.
So if we take the door and we put it inside the bag of holding,
it's too heavy. A hell of a lot too heavy. Like, by a magnitude, it's probably 10,000 pounds. Like, it's 10 foot across, and you're going to find it's a foot thick. This is, like, this is an insane amount of this metal.
Mm-hmm. Could I investigate the door?
Yeah, roll it. Mm-hmm. That's cocked all day. The 14's up.
Did I have that one?
No, the 14 is up. But no, roll.
No.
Or I'll roll it.
Okay, fine. 16 plus 11. If you turn 11?
It like this, we'll do that.
Well, I had it like that. And
16 plus what?
11.
27. You're going to find that there are grooves leading from each of the four corners in towards the central like hub.
Blast it with these elements is what I'm guessing.
Right? Yeah, but the problem is it's arcanium. Well, if you blast it, it blasts back.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of figuring out how to do it without hurting yourself, maybe? Mm. Or...
Like, if we were to... If I had Murphy touch his paw to the fire...
That could work.
What happens when he does that?
The grooves light up. And it seems like it's punching back at him, but he's immune to fire, so who cares?
Right.
You have one of the four corners fixed.
What are the other symbols?
Water, fire, earth, and air.
I'm an airhead! Did it work?
No.
I'm an airhead!
That you are.
I'm assuming we had a long rest now.
Yes, this is on day 3. No, this is day 4 within the Sassaw.
I should not do my elemental arrows. Could I take an arrow and just touch it to... Like if I took a cold arrow to... Oh, no, you don't have cold.
Water weak, I figured we could try just a drip.
Or the small one, the drop.
Yeah,
the small one.
Yeah.
He's got fire. Use a singular...
Mm-hmm. The small one.
What do we drop. Not have?
So we need to figure out what to do for earth and air.
If I have Harriet out, could she blast it with air?
You haven't tried.
Does it need to have magic? Because, I mean, if we need air...
Yeah. Did you try it?
Yeah.
It flickers.
It needs a little bit stronger.
It would need something stronger than that. But that was not, like, a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
In case you're curious, that's 200 cubic feet of arcanium this thing's made of. You just salivate a little.
Mm-hmm. You guys trying to think of ways to do the other elements?
Yes.
Because you're short wind and you're short earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got an idea for earth.
I have an idea, too.
I have this wonderful little laser rifle. It's made from the crystal that we find in the sands.
I was just thinking about just taking some of the crystal that we found in the sands and pushing it into it. But, yeah, huh?
Another shot.
Throw money at the problem?
Got a drone. It's got some kind of, air manipulation. Just hold it.
That'd probably be strong enough.
Is it a magical drone or is it like an RDGI drone?
It was tech.
Potentially,
yeah. Basically, I just hold and point the whatever
the rotors
in.
Okay, so what is your plan for each corner? I think we took a bit of a break. We'll figure it out.
Murphy is one.
Murphy is fire. He's just gonna hold his paw up.
It's working.
Yeah.
It seems it's getting irritated. You might want to pull it back for a minute.
Yeah.
And like let it calm down.
Oh, it looks like. Hey, Murphy, just hold on. Wait for them to do
Yeah, let's theirs. Let us, because it looks like we can do each individual corner and then figure out all together.
Yeah. It might need to be all at once kind of situation.
Because as soon as he pulls his paw back away, it fades.
Right.
So what do you try next?
Do we want to try the Magitek drone next for the air?
Use the Saberhawk Magitek drone point the rotors at the...
Yeah, once you figure out you can point all four rotors at it at once, you kind of have it, like...
I hold it in place and
just... Yeah. It does work. It flickers a bit, but then you get a little closer and it works perfectly. So that would work for wind?
For water, I believe we were talking about using a
drop,
whatever the small one is.
Yeah.
When you try a small one, it fails. It flickers, and then you do a big one, and it
yeah,
works.
Yeah, it'll be the depths.
It's a value check.
Enough energy.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
our... So, Earth. Water.
And then Earth,
I'm going to take a chunk of the crystal. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't know about that yet.
No, we don't. That didn't happen yet. Nope. So... I'll hand you my laser rifle.
Yep.
The acid laser rifle that is made out of the crystal.
It's been an earth crystal.
Yeah.
What's a good number to D12?
7.
8. Yeah, it works. It does redirect right back at you. So it's going to,
that we're firing it. I thought it was just you press it against the corner.
So, because...
You know what? You were within one. I'll give it to you. Just put it next to it. It's enough that it can sense that it's there.
It was the thought of it's the crystal.
It's an earth crystal, yeah.
I'm getting Fifth Element vibes.
Yes.
The Fifth Element is luck.
No, the Fifth Element was love.
Correct. I know. But in this case, it's luck. So you guys, you do it.
Plenty of that.
Yeah, with just her. So you guys, you know, Murphy puts his paw up. You lay the crystal rifle against the earth thing. You turn the drones, turbines, and then the water. You pop a drip on it, and they all siphon towards the middle. The center lights up with it looks like. I was trying to think what the universal symbol for luck would be. And I couldn't come up with anything besides dice.
I was gonna say a horseshoe.
Except that
that's not universal. But then again, every culture ever, dice have been created. Everything from like the Shoshone to the
Inuit. You know where the first dice came from, right?
Bones,
knuckle bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a set of dice with certain with pips on it. Good boy. So you guys do it, and the center lights up with a symbol of a set of it's not a D20, it's a pair of D6s but it lights up, and the door swings open. You see that it is a foot thick of Arcanium. So the universal symbol for luck, a pair of D6s showing 7, show up, and the door swings open to reveal that it is a foot thick. Each panel is 5 foot by 10 foot of Arcanium. These doors are obscene. It's an obscene amount of wealth, if you could take it. Or there was no way on God's green or on whatever this planet is called that anyone was ever getting through this door that didn't figure this puzzle out.
We do have a bag of holding.
Not big enough.
500-pound limit.
Oh, shit.
This door weighs approximately...
Don't we have the other version as well?
That's even less weight.
The handy haversack?
Yeah.
Now, a portable hole, if you could figure out how to get the door off its hinges, it would fit. But you don't have a portable hole. If you could figure out... It moves. You're only ever going to find it once.
Shit.
So you guys go inside, and inside there is a simple font of water. It is looks like a bird bath. You know, it's a huge, you know, 50-foot by 50-foot chamber, and in the middle is a, like, the most basic bitch bird bath you could think of. It's like a small pillar of stone with a bowl. And sitting like a triangle, there's a cup made out of crystal. You walk forward and look inside. There is water. There's some kind of clear liquid.
Sniff at it.
It smells like water, or it doesn't really have a distinctive smell.
Well, yeah. You're gonna be the stupid one, or am I?
Identify.
Do you have to? Do you have to touch it?
Shit. Yeah.
Investigate.
Do you have detect magic?
No.
I do.
So, things you know, you said identify. Are you willing to touch it? There's detect magic. There's arcana. There's investigation. What do you want to do? There's a host of things you can do.
Detect magic first, then we can pool our heads together on arcana investigation, and then identify.
All right, I'll do detect magic first.
All right, roll me a d12.
Middle of the road.
You're blind for that many minutes.
It's strong.
I'm over here.
He's talking to a corner! We're over here.
When you can see again, you still can't look at it. You turn the spell off. Assume you turn the spell off. Roll me Arcana. Only you can roll. Because they don't have, they did not have that happen.
Yeah, pretty sure.
The DC is 10.
You didn't even make that.
I may not make that.
4 for proficiency.
Or 2.
What did you roll?
Oh, I made 10. Just barely. I rolled a 3.
That's deific level magic. That is a god or being who would be able to be considered a god made this, and you got in free and breezy. So you know, but that is what that is.
What are you guys gonna do?
We can investigate.
I mean, do you have detect magic?
No.
Got it. All right.
What, you want to be blind too?
Not really. So
much magic running through this place that it's enough to...
You know what? Maybe I can. Maybe I'll be fine. I'm just doing investigation. I'll touch it too.
I will help you with the investigation.
Paul, what do we need to do?
So we'll both roll and we'll take the better result and your bonus of 11.
Got it. All right, here we go.
Well, there's a nat 20.
It linked. Fuck! It so rolled the close. Wrong way! What would have happened if we both rolled natural 20?
On investigate?
Yeah.
You would have found the thing for sure. You're already going to find the thing for sure.
Damn it. It was teetering. Fuck. But Mike did get it. He got a natural 20.
Is he?
Plus 11, so still 31. You just win. Congratulations, you just win. You did it.
Okay, so what you're going to find is that the pillar, while looking featureless, when you get closer to it, that is actually just infinitesimal runes all up it. This thing is magic with capital M-A-G-I-N-C.
Humans are superior. I love that show.
Sorry. But you look at it, and I'm talking like you need not a microscope, but you'd have to get within a half an inch to even spot any of it. This thing is four
ultra fine brushwork.
Exactly, and it is as a rune crafter. You look at it, and you're thinking, it would take me 10 centuries to understand a quarter inch of this. This is far beyond my ken. There's no, don't, you're not even tempted to try and learn it.
Click. My phone breaks.
Shit. Well, it wouldn't matter because it can't get a fine enough picture.
Yeah.
You'd need a 10,000 megapixel camera with an aperture the size of this room to get any detail. What you will find along the rim of the, around the rim in, what you'll find is Santong. So anyone who can read it is Chris, because you guys can understand it, but you can't read it. with your
Vision doing?
No, it's written. It's written. Just it's just it's like gray on gray. So you can't.
Right, but we're waiting for him to not be blind.
I'm saying that's how long it took you to find this. It was like hidden in scroll work. What he'll read is by the blessing of Sha, be blessed by Sha, by Shay, S H A I.
All right, I'm gonna grab the glass, dip it in. Take a drink before either one of these two have a chance to stop me.
Wait, no!
Before they get a chance to pick up cups?
Huh? Oh, them? Oh, I thought you said there was just one cup.
There's three cups.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Well then.
He grabs all three.
Cheers.
Might as well.
Alright.
Do we want to try and figure out religion on...
No.
No? Cool. Bottoms up.
Here's to the finale of the campaign. Cheers.
it's Drink and Be Blessed by Shay. S-H-A-I.
Not my Shay, right?
No. Like the Egyptian god of luck and fate.
Not the chaos.
How come I have a feeling we're about to roll for saving throws?
Bottoms up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all take a sip together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You all are suffused with a magic you've never experienced before. It feels like you won the lottery and you think someone got hit by a car. Like it's the highs and lows you've ever experienced in your life. You're going to be given a choice. One is you may pick a utility ability equivalent to a tier three, or you can get what's behind door number two, and I'm not telling you what that is.
What's a utility?
What
are my options?
Okay, utility abilities are you can get a feat, actually if a rank three would be any two feats you qualify for.
Okay.
It would be proficiency in a number of skills. I think rank three, I believe I have it set to, you would get proficiency in four skills or expertise in two. Or you can get special vision, double sight, infravision, invisibility, blind sight, that kind of shit. Or it can replicate a non-damaging or non-healing spell. At rank three, you could get...
all the cantrips.
You could get up to like a seventh level spell potentially. Like it is, but this is a deific blessing. Yeah, this is
a. I think I want that.
But you'd have to pick what it is.
I know. Okay. Is it like we're paused and I choose? What if I want a good spell? What if I want a seventh level spell?
Just for funsies. So seventh level would be limited, and we'd have to have a conversation about what it could be. Sixth level, you could pick. If it's once per short rest, it's anything it can cast as an action, or if it's once twice per short, for long rest, it's any time longer than an action.
It's the framework.
She has no idea what that is. But anyway, those are your choices. You have the rank 3 utility ability or door number 2.
It sounds like luck. Test of luck. Do you take what's given to you, or do you,
So I've written down what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait before I say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you make your decision.
So let's see. So you have C invisibility has rank 1 and rank 2.
It's rank 2 plus.
Right. Would rank 3 be true sight?
Yeah, but it would be shorter range, because they would be much shorter range. Because I think rank, it would be 30 foot.
That's the Rob answer.
That's a good way to get your ass killed, but yeah.
Yeah? Oh.
What's that one that I like, Paul, that spell? It's the Wither in Bloom?
It's a damaging spell. Can't take it.
Fuck.
Yeah,
what if I got Magic Jar?
No.
Damn it.
No, it's not a fun spell.
It's not. It doesn't look fun at all.
No.
I was like, oh, that's interesting. I read it and I was like, what the fuck?
It's a campaign breaker.
You're looking for 6 level spells that I know. To replicate non-damaging.
Yeah, part of me wants to go with the Rob answer, and it's just running through me as true sight because that's just hilarious, but I want to know what's behind door number 2.
Or it's like, I wrote my answer down?
Yeah, you did.
What about...
I want to see. Can I see?
No.
What about find the path?
For the campaign we're running, it's not incredibly useful. It literally tells you the shortest possible distance. It shows you the most direct way to wherever you're looking for.
If we were looking for the way back home, that's what I was thinking.
That could very well be the way you do it.
And that's what I was thinking.
No, that's super relevant.
What level is that?
6th.
It's a 6th level spell. It's a hefty boy of a spell to have.
Like, if we get to wherever we're going and we still don't know how to get home, that would be our way home.
No, that is, and also as a ranger, that's something that you might want to know how to do. That's a very relevant, very logical thing to pick.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I just get so happy when you compliment me.
Oh. And you're not telling anybody what you picked.
Transport via plants.
Because I don't want to influence your choice.
This spell creates a magical link between large... or larger inanimate plants.
You guys have used it.
That is hilarious.
It's teleporting.
I love that name. Transport via plants.
Yeah, I believe I get
He's going to get that.
I love that. That's awesome.
One of his plant powers, though.
Yep.
Okay, so far, I want that. I want find the path.
I'll go with door number 2.
Good luck, Mike. Yeah. And then
welcome to my club.
Yeah.
Are you doing it too? Oh my god. I'm the only one that took a spell. Holy shit.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you what it does now?
Hold on. Notes.
I'm shocked that that's not a archer.
They don't get 6th level spells.
I know, but...
It's a druid spell, I think.
It is. It says... Oh wait, let me find it. Bard, cleric, and druid.
Okay, what's behind door number 2?
You are each given expertise in crystal, like crystal work. Like, essentially, crystal magic is what it would be called, what it would be. And reliable talent.
Okay.
Except it only adds up to 8. Your minimum is 8, not 10.
I'm calling it lesser reliable talent.
That would be accurate. Or unreliable talent?
No. You're talented, so something you're skilled in.
So art, it isn't as useful to you because you have that for your social stuff already, mm-hmm. But...
Now everything is.
And crystal magic...
And it's minimum 8?
Minimum 8, yeah.
Crystal magic would be a...
Skill.
Intelligence?
Yes, it'd be an intelligence skill.
Is and that also, what you guys thought it was going to be?
Your siblings will all have the same effect. Because they blessed your soul. So I'm going to say Andrew will get the crystal knowledge as well. And the other ones will get the reliable.
That's why...
The unreliable talent. All right, but that was it. That was door number 2.
I gotta actually do this way.
It doesn't get the corners good. This little guy. I wonder why I have such little tiny fingerprints on my glasses all the time.
So, does that count as, like, making as well as manipulating?
You know... Everything about this crystal. I'm talking, this is at a deific level. You are important, part of with what the knowledge that they should have is. You understand that in reality, the crystal in the crystal that's in the mines is just compacted, and what it is it burns its energy to compact itself. It's less than half as effective because it's the same shit, just
beaten to hell. You know that the crystal, the actual crystals you're finding aren't really crystals. They are the tears of a species that is no longer around. A species of fish. Mm. Highly magical koi.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Dragon koi? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Damn it!
No, rainbow koi. Like a 100-foot long rainbow koi. These are their tears and their shed scales.
Okay. It was like dragon koi. Oh, no.
No.
That would have been a nice, nice tie-in. Would have been interesting.
Dragon carp? No.
Yeah.
No, massive 100-foot koi. Like,
is that what you guys thought was gonna be given?
No.
What
were you thinking it would be?
I don't know. I didn't know. All right. So then,
yeah, and there is a finite amount of it, but it is so vast. The odds of them ever expending it in the next 100 millennia is non-existent. These koi were enormous, and their every scale was made of this shit. They were, and if you, but well, here's the thing: when you ask if, you know, hey, do you have stories about these giant koi? No one knows what you're talking about.
Hmm.
Even if you go back to like the priestess, and but if you look for a temple to Shay, it doesn't exist.
This is the temple to Shay.
It's the only one, yeah. And here's the thing: they don't even know who you're talking about. At all.
God, it is my Shay. God damn it.
No.
I know.
And you said expertise, right?
Expertise, yeah. in crystal magic.
Oh my god. I can't roll less than a 20 in combat tactics now.
You're gonna win a lot of games of Warhammer.
Or chess. Go play chess with what's his name?
You assume he doesn't have expertise. He doesn't have reliable talent and expertise in combat tactics.
Fair.
But yeah, but it at least puts him almost on the same level.
It's a more even game, for sure.
Jesus.
You will learn that this crystalline magic is potentially implantable. It would not, depending on the power set of a person, you could theoretically embed it in someone's body and have it regulate their powers.
Okay.
Now, you'd need someone who's as skilled as you are with this tech to do it. Because if they made a mistake and how the nerves are matched up, but you even know how to do that. That's what I'm talking about. This is like deific overview level. Here you go. You know, you're lucky you did this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. See, there were two different ways this luck could have panned out. You know, good or bad.
Yeah.
I was really tempted.
You get nothing.
To give you the effect of the fates where you're -1 to all saving throws for the rest of time. Or I was going to go grab my deck of many things and draw two cards for each of you.
Holy shit.
But I decided that was a dog shit move and I didn't want to do that. I have a deck of many things on the shelf right there. Like, I could have done it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what you get.
And we know what the crystals are before she...
Correct. So when you do that, you're like, and then it all ties in. You're like, okay, then we can do this, we can do that, boom, bam, boom. And let's say that crystalline tech information comes in over the course of the next couple of days until you learn about them, and then bam. So it
feels like, oh, you get nothing.
Exactly. But you still get the reliable talent.
Yeah.
You get that, but then all of a sudden you're like, you get like, I feel like a whammy of like.
He does that, there's the Nat 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and why that. He's not sure exactly.
I don't know it how feels I did right. That, but
it feels right.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll give you on that is the connection between these two worlds was once through the oceans. So those koi may exist on Earth.
He did say.
Mm-hmm. Or they may have. It was once through the ocean, but obviously not anymore.
I'll make sure I have one of the little crystal scales and just keep that separate as my little...
Well, there wasn't a crystal scale.
Okay, but one of the little tiny fragments, whatever, and I'll just keep that as my, keep that separate. That's my little token.
Mm-hmm. Between... Okay, cool. So, you guys go back, and when you turn around, so you walk outside, and you turn around to look back at the building, and it's gone. Like, I'm talking, like, you cross the threshold, you touch sand, you turn around to check, and once all three of you are out of the building, it's gone. It's there until one of you isn't looking, and you turn around, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And left in its place is...
nothing. More sand.
No, it's like a perfect dune. Like, it subsumed the dune, whatever. You guys go back. The thing with the crystal happens. Well, let's push it to a day so it makes more sense. We'll move the days around. And you guys make your way back to town. You sell off your excess crystal, which gets you your drips. And Yusuf is just, like, over the moon that you guys have so much knowledge. And he asks if you would like to meet up with... what is her name?
The alchemist that we met before.
Yeah, Alara and Kai would love to. He would love you to talk to Alara and Kai because he trusts them both. They're the ones who run Indale Artificery.
Okay.
Wondering if you wanted to talk to them or not.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I like talking to people. I like knowing things.
So they come. They come around and. You almost immediately figure out that at this point you know more about crystal magic than they could ever know, because they ask you how does this work, and you just have the answer, like it's just in the tip of your tongue. Chris, it's really weird for you because you had no interest in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do learn that if you were to like make a violin out of the strings with the strings out of this shit, you could potentially do some devastating shit with music. It's almost like you got different portions of the knowledge. Even if you got the same bit, it's like what's relevant to your brain that stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So you learned how if you were to put a crystalline seed at the bottom of a pot, it would eventually grow and they might be a magical plant. It's like that kind of shit. Or if you could dust it and you could put it at the bottom of a pot and part of a fertilizer, it would do amazing things for that plant. Alara just, like, starts to weep. Like, we've wondered these things for generations, for 100 generations, and never had the information, and you were just given it. Well, who, how, what blessing was it that gave you this?
Are you familiar with Shay?
Or Shai, it all depends. It's S-H-A-I, but it's Shay or Shai. I couldn't decide, so I went with Shay. But, because I also...
I have an accent.
Well, you know, like when I looked at like the page, yeah. I found that had the name. Yeah. It was alternate spelling S H A Y, so I was like, "Is that what it's supposed to be?" Mm-hmm. But it's either way, A or I. But she said, and her she looks at you and goes to talk, and it's like she reboots. She blinks a few times. Where did you get this blessing again? Everyone in the room does, except
luck.
And she scowls, and she says, "Sounds like a hell of a lot of luck for some foreigners." And she says, "Not that I blame you for being foreigners, but," she said, "I wish that my people, you know, had this knowledge." And basically, she's gonna ask you to record anything you can think of that might be interesting to her, and she's willing to pay you per page.
Okay.
And I don't know how much she's willing to, like, it'll be basically it's how useful it is to her that she's willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. Things like, specific breaking points that they've theorized. She asks about those. She basically asks for the tech specs. like how this shit should work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she documents it and she debates if she's going to give it to regular people or not. But yeah, that's where that goes.
I thought that was a clever answer.
Luck. Which is luck. You feel a little like roll perception, just you.
I'm going to use my inspiration. I rolled a 3. Let me mark that off that I used it. I want to make this one, damn it. 18 plus 5, 23.
You hear a very soft laugh and a good choice.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you now have 3 inspiration.
Oh,
actually, each of you gain 3 inspiration. That's more of a like a you gave the right answer when asked the question. Natalie, do you cast Find the Path, or are you gonna wait till tomorrow?
I'm gonna
because
you know what? As we're like sitting around the fire, they'll be talking about what they got, and I'm like, I didn't get any of that information, and I would assume that they'd be like, what did you get then? And I'm like, I think I know the path home.
Hmm.
No, so you're going to cast Find the Path, right?
Yeah.
So let me duplicate this, and I'll tell you exactly what it does.
If you fucked me over on this...
I put an extra E in it, and it still found it. So good. Find the path. You magically send the most direct route to a location you name. You must be familiar with the location, and the spell fails if you name a destination on another plane of existence. A moving destination, such as a mobile fortress, or an unspecific location, such as the Green Dragon's lair. So, here's the deal.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's from a god,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a little bit more generous with this. You're going to have to write this down, because it's technically different.
Got it.
I'm going to give it an unusual ability that will be able to find you the way home. It shouldn't be able to do it. Because if you say Earth, it's not on this plane of existence.
Well, it all depends on how she phrases it. If she says the portal...
You have to be familiar with the location.
Yeah.
Now, what I am going to... Well, also, plane of existence in my world is planet. You know? Yeah. So you're on a different planet. I am going to allow it... Exactly. That's not helpful. But I am going to give you that it will specifically for you direct you to the most direct way, the easiest way to get there from where you are to specifically Earth. And you can use normal. You can cast it normally for other things, but specifically for you, it can take you to Earth from other planets, which means you would be a great galactic explorer. Because you can say, how in the country fried fuck do I get home? And you alone in the universe.
Listen to me have right now. You better not send my ass to space without consent.
You're already there.
Fuck. No, don't you dare send me again.
We're on another planet.
We are on another planet, but I don't want him to do it again.
So, as you guys argue about that, I think it's time to end.
Good night,
everybody. Bye.